market, by train, and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
It's time for Open Journal's Community Spotlight, where listeners like you produce your own program. This airtime is a free service offered to those interested in sharing their knowledge, talent, and passions. This is also a space to audition new programming. Opinions expressed in Open Journal may not reflect the views of the Pacifica Foundation, its staff, board, or volunteers. Information shared on Open Journal should not take the place of appropriate professional consultation. Now it's time for Open Journal's Community Spotlight here on KPFT Houston.
Welcome to Open Journal. My name is Seba Sarwar. I am the host of this show, and this show is called Think Global, Act Local, produced by me and on behalf of Voices Breaking Boundaries. Voices Breaking Boundaries is a nonprofit arts organization that has been producing revolutionary art in Houston, really eclectic. I don't know. And I have a guest with me, Nathaniel Donnett, wonderful artist who's going to be working with us on our next project. And we're always stumped. What do you say about Voices Breaking Boundaries? And for me, I just think it's art without borders, without boundaries, without any sort of division. What is art, even challenging the notion of art, challenging the notion of politics, challenging the notion of space. And Voices Breaking Boundaries has been doing that in Houston for more than a decade. Our mission is to cross borders, sustain dialogue, incite social justice through art. And we began doing this in February 2000. We have a very, very exciting season coming up with an opening show that is going to take place in the Third Ward. And Voices Breaking Boundaries, we've done so much work in the Third Ward, and for some reason we always go back there. Back in 2004 through 2006, we were actually housed in a shotgun home in Project Row Houses, where we had installations, where we had our office, where we actually also had my baby's crib. She was born in 2004. So we were there for 2 years. And now we are opening our season on October 22nd. It's a Saturday night, 8 p.m. through the night. As long as people can come, it's going to be taking place in two to three homes. We're still waiting to find out about the third home, but the two homes, I guess you want to share the news?
Time going into two homes, is it?
No, we have been doing living room. I guess I should talk about living room art. The show has a very, very long, crazy name. And I think the most important thing to know is that the title, Third Worlds, is a strike through.
Mm-hmm.
Third Worlds, strike through, site specific installations of residential spaces, contextualizing socioeconomic constructs underpinning relational parallels between the ethnogeographies of Third Ward in big letters, a historic Afro-Western locality in Houston, and the urban conflictual zone of Karachi, a megapolis of colliding communities located at the southern edge of Sindh, Pakistan. So this is a good place to really welcome you, introduce you, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Really glad you could make it. I know this
Thanks.
Was last...
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So you are an artist in your own right, and you have a group show coming up on Friday.
I do. That show is at The Collective, and it's part of a project. It's called What's the New News, and it's a project basically, I guess I'm sort of like curating, but also collaborating with other artists, which one of the artists that is in that project is also in our project.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Robert Pruitt. Yeah.
Oh, Pruitt. Okay.
So,
oh.
That's interesting, and it's interesting that these kind of projects that we're doing seems to be really community-based and... I guess it requires a lot of participatory acts from the community, physically as well as like intellectually. So
And the information—it is awesome—and Pruitt has a long history with Voices Breaking Boundaries and KPFT. So I'll talk about that in a moment. And he also has a show, an opening,
right.
A solo show coming up on
Saturday
night. A lot of shows, art happening, great stuff happening. Information about your show would be available on your website.
Yeah, you could go to www.nathaniel.com are thecollective.org.
Cool. Yeah. For information about the show on Friday night, and then the information about Robert Pruitt's show is up on his website, and you can just Google Robert Pruitt Houston. Right. If you just do Robert Pruitt, something else comes up.
Robert A. Pruitt.
Yeah. If you do that. So, and his show is going to be a solo show, and we've been meeting in his studio to plan our show, which is taking place on October 22nd, and we've been seeing the works come up. So this, now we'll see them actually exhibited on Saturday night. So a lot of stuff going on, but going back to living room art, Voices Breaking Boundaries, we began, you know, it's really hard to condense 11-year history in 20 minutes when we have so much else to talk about. But just to say that we were at Project Row Houses, officing there. And around that same time, we began using residential homes. Oscar Sonnen, who was on our staff then, still an artist, still a very good friend, still involved with Voices Breaking Boundaries. He said, let's do things in people's homes. Mm. And so we did. We used our board member, Jaspal Sublok. He lives in Montrose. So the first show we did in a person's home was back in 2006. It was not theme-based. It was just visual art on the walls. Strip the walls, put up visual art, that's it. Mm-hmm. And works were for sale. About 300 to 400 people showed up. And people are always like, what? 300 to 400 people in a residential home in Montrose? Was it a mansion? Of course not. It's like an open space. People come through the night. It's an art opening. Right. You know, you open the space at 8 p.m., goes on to 3 a.m. and people walk through.
Right.
We did another show. We've done shows on the east side. We've done a show in my house on the east side. We've done a show actually at Robert Pruitt's house before he went to Chicago. We did a living room art there. But in 2009, the structure of the living room art shows kind of changed, in the sense that I've been always the producer and the curator. I became the primary producer and curator of the shows. And the theme became about contextualizing the show in the neighborhood where they were taking place, mm-hmm. and also creating a relationship between the world. And in this case, we've been really focusing on Pakistan and Karachi, which is where I'm from. So it's easy for me to collect art from there, to collect documentation for them, because I am from there and I go there so often. So that's how the theme changed. But the homes we pick, the neighborhoods in which we work in Houston are very, very important to the shows themselves.
How do you select the homes? What
how do we select the homes?
What inspires you? Is it a particular architecture, or is it the person that lives there, or both? Or
great question. And just so you know, my name is Seba Sarwar. You're listening to Think Global, Act Local. I'm talking to Nathaniel Donnett, and the conversation today is about Voices Breaking Boundaries season opener that's taking place on October 22nd, 8 p.m. through the night in three homes. And you just asked me, Nathaniel, how do we select the homes? We have a long, long, long list of homes. People just want to give their homes to do shows. And like I said, we pick the homes based on relationship to the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
So in this case, the show is very much about the cultural history of the Third Ward, juxtaposed to the history of Karachi. Obviously, we're not going to do a show in Karachi. Right. We're doing it right here in Houston. So the show, the neighborhood we pick is very important. So the show had to be in the Third Ward. Robert Pruitt was the first person in our group, which is you, me, Robert Pruitt, Makina Tapscott, and Autumn Knight. Pruitt was the first person I talked to, and I said, do you want to get involved? And of course he jumped on it, because he has history with BBB.
Perfect person.
Exactly. Yeah. And we had a home in the southern part of, in the lower part. It sounds so weird to say southern part, but in the lower part of Third Ward. And they really wanted to offer up their home closer to TSU. But Pruitt was like, no, we need to do it closer to Dowling. We need to do it closer to Emancipation Park, closer to Eldorado. But I mean, he was really pinned on that idea. So I took off for Karachi in June to collect footage, to work with artists over there, to collect material for myself and what the work that I'm doing. And I left entrusted to it with the duty of finding two homes, or one home in the Third Ward, where we could do a show. I already had one, and then to work with, find some artists. So he selected you guys, you, Makina, and Autumn I'd already talked to. And when I came back, he was certain that he wanted to do it along Dowling.
Yeah.
So, you remember that, right? Right. And so, we just asked Rick Lowe, who most people know is the founding director of Project Row Houses. Of course, BBB has a long relationship with him. He served on our first board back in 2001. And Rick had no reservations. He said, sure. And then Pruitt was also like, why don't we do more than one home? And so I'm really getting pushed over here, okay? I've only, traditionally, there's no tradition with VVB, I guess, but in terms of our history and the about 8 shows that we've done, when we say living room art production, it's generally in one home.
Right.
Has always been in one home. This time it's totally different.
Right.
So we have Rick Lowe's home, which is located at 2222, what I say through Hijo, but people in the third world say
Truxillo,
yeah. Right? And then the second home that and Pruitt was like, let's get another home. So Michael Peronto, who is the development director at Project Row Houses, very dear friend of mine, also served on the VVB board for a long time. He and his partner just bought a home 2 doors down from Rick.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. So it's happening in their home, and there's a vacant home in between, and we're sort of still in suspense.
Right.
And the flyers might go to press without us knowing whether we're using the vacant home or not, but we have to find out.
So the other interesting thing about it is how organic everything seems to be falling into place, and I think that says a lot about the show itself in terms of you're saying like there's some connections. You were saying like there's some connections between the things that happened in Third World, some similarities, and Karachi. You know, mm-hmm. there's some things. Could you like talk about some of those connections that you noticed?
Yeah. Well, I think that I'm the founding director of Voices Breaking Boundaries. I think the organization was born because I felt I'd been living in Houston for a long time, and I felt like I have things to say, and what I have to say is very similar to struggles and experiences that people here have in right here in Houston in different communities. They might not be exactly the same because nobody is going to write a poem about the same military dictator. Nonetheless, there are conflicts which have that are parallel. So I think that my goal has always been to talk about, like, what's similar? What's the same? You know? And having spent time in the Third World, I know that, and I'm doing a lot of work about researching African communities in Pakistan. There's similarities that just keep going and going and going. And it's we've talked about music, we've talked about body movement, we've talked about family stories. And so I don't approach the idea with a set vision, like, these are the similarities and we are going to highlight them.
Right.
Like you said, it's organic. So
right.
we just sit in Pruitt's studio and we're like, oh, we could do this. We could talk about, you know, we're not going to give away what we're doing because
right.
we don't even have a clear sense of what we're doing yet.
Yeah, that's going to be organic as well.
That's very organic. Yeah. I have selected work that I have brought back with me from Karachi with filmmakers and musicians and artists that will be exhibited. But the work that we're creating on the ground that is very site-specific, and it'll be up for one night, 8 to whatever time. So if you have to be somewhere else on October 22nd, make sure you add these two, add 2308 Truxillo, as they say in the third one, Truxillo, 2308 and 222. Truxillo, two residential homes in the Third Ward, corner of Truxillo and Dowling, and come and check out what we're going to do, and we'll be finding out in the next month ourselves.
And I guess when you get to Dowling and Truxillo, there may be a marker, maybe?
We will have a marker.
You would be able to identify the area.
We will have a marker because many people, and the event is being co-sponsored by many organizations in the Pakistani diaspora who have never set foot in the Third Ward. And so it's going to be very interesting. And I know there's many residents in the Third Ward, hopefully, who will come out who have never heard of Pakistan beyond Pakistan and terrorism. And it'll be a different approach. So you're listening to Think Global, Act Local. My name is Seba Sarwar. I am. We'll be right back with the show after a short announcement.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston. The time is coming up on 9:45. Here's a quick look at traffic and weather. There's a heavy truck accident on I-10, the East Freeway, eastbound at Spur 330. 2 main lanes and 1 frontage road lane are affected. And there's a 2-vehicle accident on 59, the East Tex Freeway, southbound at Quitman, currently in the shoulder lane. And there is heavy traffic on I-10, Katy Freeway, eastbound from T.C. Jester to Taylor. Average speed is 18, travel time just over 7 minutes. Current temperature is 80 degrees. Heat index 86 degrees. Skies are mostly cloudy. Humidity is 79%. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 101 degrees and a low of 74 degrees. And now back to today's community spotlight. Think global, act local with Seba Sarwar.
Laura, thank you, Laura. We are back. I have with me Nathaniel Donnett, an artist who's collaborating with me, Voices Breaking Boundaries, for our next show, which is called Third World's Strike Through, Third Ward and Karachi. And you can go to our website, vbbarts.org, for more information. This is our season opener. And we have expanded our Living Rooms art series due to popular demand. Everybody's been saying, if we can't make it the first night, what do we do? So there is a second night in this show. It'll be taking place. The first show, the opening night, is on October 22nd. The second show takes place on November 5th. That show is also very interesting, talking of personal histories, Nathaniel. That's taking place at the home of Nusrat Malik, a Pakistani, probably the only Pakistani homeowner. But you never know, right? In the Third Ward.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Never know.
You never but know.
She's definitely known.
She's definitely there, and she's known. And she was actually very instrumental in pushing Voices Breaking Boundaries to become nonprofit back in 2001. She served as our board president. She's also served on our staff, and she's been very involved with the organization. So it's happening at her home. And the second show will collect documentation from the first show. There'll be a documentary film by Jinwan Perez-Verti, who has also been involved with VVV for a long time, photographs by Eric Hester. So all the stuff that we do that we don't know what we're going to do yet on October 22nd will be not simulcast, but kind of recreated in a way?
Reclaimed, reinterpreted, but...
There'll be a facet of the show, of the 22nd.
A second layer.
Right, a second layer. I like that. There'll be a second layer because you can't do three homes back in one house. And so it's not going to be the same show on November 5th, but both shows can go hand in hand.
Right.
Or if you miss one, you can go to the other. Because there's always stuff happening on Saturday nights. So do check out our calendar, vbbarts.org, to learn more about these shows. Put them on your calendar now. Also, thanks to Autumn Knight, who's a performance artist, in one of our brainstorm sessions, Autumn said she wanted to collect stories.
Right.
And this is work that VBB has done with Autumn before also, when we did a parallel between the effects of Hurricane Katrina and the earthquake in northern Pakistan and India. And where we collected stories from both communities and then Autumn wove them into a script.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do that. We want to collect stories from the Pakistani community, from the Karachi-based community, and from the Third Ward community. And why don't you read off the list of story ideas that people can send. The email address to send this is livingroomartstories@gmail.com. It's one word, livingroomartstories@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay. So... we're asking to please email us the stories at certain particular times, midnight Sunday, October the 2nd. And those narratives can range in length from short pieces, 250 words, longer pieces up to 1,500 words. There's no limit on the topics you can explore, and the selected work will be kept anonymous. And some of the possible ideas you may want to think about are education. That can be public, private, primary, secondary, higher education, Yates, Ryan, TSU, some of the school institutions there. Grandparents, uncles, aunts, family gatherings, friendships, weddings, funerals, birthday parties, conflict, violence, student action, disability, 1960s or other historic times, police presence, commerce, local businesses, jobs, street games, street fights, women's rights. It's almost sound like a poem.
I know.
Religious institutions, changes in demography, landscape, road structures, neighborhood borders, integration, desegregation, community centers, poverty, wealth, traffic, artistic events, music, cinema houses, parties, hotels, late night eateries, historic sites, places to shop, restaurants, food, style, culture, music. See, it's pretty open. Also, possibly, some people may have stories of one of the great persons that I was blessed to meet recently this year, who passed away, Esther King.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a storyteller, from my understanding. So it would be interesting if anyone had stories to speak about him as well.
Thank you, Nathaniel. So that's a list that Autumn composed for Third Ward residents. She took it off my list that I made for for Karachi residents. The deadline to send the stories, the word limit is 1,500 words. The deadline to send it is Sunday, October 2nd, and the email address to send your stories. This is for Third Ward residents and Karachi residents living there or having moved away. livingroomartstories@gmail.com. All this information is going to be up on the VVB Arts website. So yeah. If you're driving, don't screech, pull over, get in an accident. This information will be available, will be emailed out to you.
Yeah, that would be a story we would have to write about you.
Yeah, that is, exactly. So the list from, I mean, so you're listening to Seva Server, and this is the show Think Global, Act Local, and you, of course, this is KPFT Pacifica Radio 90.1 FM. And for Karachi residents living in Karachi who are listening in Karachi on via the internet, or those who are living in Houston, send your stories by midnight, Sunday, October 2nd. Topics are endless. Some of the shortlist that I created: education, public, private, primary, secondary, higher education, grandparents, uncles, aunts, family gatherings, weddings, funerals, birthday parties, conflict, violence, student action, disability, 1947, 1971, other historic times, military regimes, democracy, floods, electricity, mobile phones, the beach, water, political activity, border crossings, passings, street games, street fights, begging, child labor, women's rights, cricket, religious shrines, religious gatherings, building demolitions, changes in demography, landscape, road structures, poverty, wealth, traffic, artistic events, music, cinema houses, parties, hotels, late night eateries, historic sites, old shopping markets, new shopping malls, open markets, street food, chai, and the list is endless. Hmm. So we are asking, this is an open call for personal stories sent to livingroomartstories@gmail.com. A select number will be chosen, woven into a performance piece, and your name will not be attached, but you will be notified if your story has been selected.
Nice.
So, and the list that Nathaniel read out was for Third Ward. So this is actually specific to two communities, Karachi and the Third Ward.
Right, right.
So, wow, they did read like a poem. I've done list poems before, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I guess we should talk about, I mean, just to recap the show again. It's so hard to pin down the show. Do you want to try and recap what the show is?
No, I think you could.
You want me to do it? So Voices Breaking Boundaries, like I said, has been doing Living Room Art show productions around the city of Houston for about 5 years now. This one is taking place in 3 homes. We hope 2 for sure, one waiting for confirmation. And Nathaniel Donnett, Robert Pruitt, Autumn Knight, Makina Tapscott, and myself are going to be working on site. There are a huge range of artists from Karachi who are actually submitting work, music, video, and digital art that will also be exhibited. And we're just really excited. We're meeting again tonight.
Right.
So once we meet at 8 p.m., we'll have a clearer sense of what we're doing.
Right,
yeah?
Right.
You were intrigued by some of the questions that I sent you.
I was. Let's see. I was interested in, like, when person, I guess, says, when does a community earn the right to call a space their own? And that was kind of interesting, because I was thinking about, like, in terms of the reward, like, the different transitions mm-hmm. from, like, the first group of people that were there. And then I guess they may have thought of it being gentrification in a sense. And then this, I guess, wave of second group of people. And then now there's this third wave. Maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it would be a third wave. And
what,
like,
is the third wave?
Well, it would be, I guess, like the space, like where they changed the Third Ward, the name of Third Ward, and kind of turned it into Midtown. And then, like, that area would be like this third wave kind of moving in. And then, like, so the question is, like, who gets to call that space their own? How do you consider it it's yours when it, I guess, it's just the space? Mm-hmm. And then the people that occupy the space is a lot more important. But and there's a lot of, I guess, political power tension involved in it that kind of creates the demographic for that.
It's really interesting. And, you know, and I, like I was telling you, the, one of the first questions you asked me earlier this morning was, what's the similarity between, which is what everybody's asking me, why it's Third Ward in Karachi? And, you know, I mean, my family is originally from India, from northern India. And then I was born in Karachi, and my daughter, who was the product of a mixed partnership, Chicano, Pakistani, Karachi, was born in Houston. And, you know, we can claim any space, sort of, but growing up in Karachi, we did not know the indigenous history of that community either. So can I claim Karachi as my home? Do I really know the history, the old history of Karachi that was not in our textbooks? So those are the kinds of questions that the show will involve. And I'm really excited about it, the discoveries that I'm going to make. So do mark, for all our listeners, go to vbbarts.org, mark your calendars. The opening show takes place on Saturday, October 22nd, 8 p.m. onwards. This part two of that show will take place November 5th. All this information is on our website.
Yep. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Many thanks to KPFT. Thanks, Laura. Signing off till next month.
You have been listening to Open Journal, KPFT's experiment in community-inspired radio. Since 1970, KPFT has been a unique source on the Houston airwaves. Visit KPFT.org to support this station. KPFT listener members are welcome to produce an Open Journal. Prospective producers must fill out an Open Journal request form, which is available at our website. The program director welcomes your feedback on every Open Journal. Listener feedback helps KPFT determine what Open Journals are appreciated by the community at large. To get in touch with the program director, send an email to pd@kpft.org or call 713-526-4000, extension 308. Please stay tuned for Undercurrents coming up at 10, followed by Wide Open Spaces at 11. And thank you for tuning in today to Open Journal here on 90.1 KPFT Houston, Radio for Peace.
It's the 420 Drug War News. We're catching up on our excursion to Oaksterdam, California, to the world's largest street cannabis fest, with some reports from some of the vendors there.
My name is Ray C. I'm the owner of Dube Tubes, located here in Oakland, California.
Well, we're here early morning, first day of this cannabis fest. It's out in front of City Hall. That says a lot about Oakland, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does. Oakland is pretty much where it seems to have started, and it's good to be here and back at home.
Well, tell us a little bit about your product. I mean, they're becoming quite necessary these days, aren't they?
Well, Dube Tubes was started during my first round of chemotherapy in 2007-2008, when I was harassed by an officer who told me that I didn't look sick, even though I was in my, 16th week of chemotherapy. And I told my wife that, if it's a medicine, it should be in a medical container. And when I got well, I was the first person to put the actual state law right on the tube. Now, this is a customized tube for Harborside Health Center, yet it still contains the health and safety code 11362.5 engraved on the container, which lets an officer know immediately that it's medication and should be looked at as that, and then the officer knows to ask for your ID instead of harassing you.
Ray, you're here at this gathering, this cannabis expo. You're in your eighth week of chemotherapy, is that right?
Yes, I am. And the event was very gracious. It has allowed me to have my vehicle very close to my booth so that I can rest when necessary. I got a makeshift bed in there. And so, week eight of chemo, but I feel great. You wouldn't know it to look at me, and I'm just happy to be here.
This says a lot about cannabis, I think, right there, folks. Listen up, pay attention. Ray, what's your website?
My website is www.doobin.com. That's www.doobtubin.com.
Hi, my name is Kron. I'm with 420 Products. What 420 Products is a company that the goal is to have every 420 product for the 420 world, anything from accessories, apparel, glassware, hydro equipment, and and so on, literature, DVDs. We do trade booths, wholesale distribution, ship internationally, worldwide. So if anything you need in the 420 world is 420products.com. And phone number is 855-420-PRODUCTS. Reach us anytime.
You can hear more from this Oaksterdam gathering by tuning in to the most recent Cultural Baggage program. There's about 24 vendors that describe their wares and services on that show. Dean Becker, Drug